Welcome to episode 25 of Encore Gamers.
25! That's... What anniversary is that?
That's the 25th.
Like, when it comes to marriages, what anniversary is that?
I don't know. Pearls? Diamonds? Gold
it's
watches?
25 is one of the major ones.
Trips to Hawaii?
Yeah, we'll call it Trips to Hawaii Anniversary. Yeah. Podcast.
Plural. So there's it gotta be at least two trips planned.
Yeah. Hawaii's cool. I've never been. But it's cool. Thinking about going.
Yeah. That's good. Obviously, you're listening to Encore Gamers, the place where you go to hear people that have no actual knowledge of the game industry world talk about games.
I'm Jeff.
And I'm Dan.
Adam's not here.
Nope.
Adam has a good excuse. Let's just say that.
Adam's got a life. Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a life.
Sometimes people come, sometimes people go.
And sometimes Figaro, yeah. And, you know, sometimes it deals you curveballs, sometimes, mm-hmm. and you gotta deal with them curveballs.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So,
So what are we talking about?
Okay, so speaking about curveballs, right, I go to sign in for Twitch, not as a streamer, but as a watcher, and,
A watcher?
You know.
A viewer?
That's what I said, dude. A watcher.
Like, what are you, like a Marvel
character?
It's like
the
character?
Same thing, dude. A watcher and a viewer.
The watcher.
I made it sound cooler, you know, when I said watcher, dude. Wait, is that from something?
It's from Marvel, dude. The Watchers.
What do they do?
They're like giant baby-headed spacemen that watch things in the universe to make sure the universe doesn't die or something like that.
I don't remember that part. Yeah. But anyway... Yeah, so I was trying to watch some Twitch, and the thing about that, though, is because I was on my cell phone, and I was trying to watch it on my cell phone, and it told me, no, you need to change your password now, and I was like, okay, change password, but it wouldn't go to it, like,
really?
I was using the app, and I don't know what happened in the thing, but it just wouldn't go, so I tried to go to Twitch, to the mobile Twitch channel, or Twitch webpage. And it wasn't working either, so I kind of had to wait till I got home.
I was able to do it on my phone.
I don't know, there was some issues with my phone. But
what are people talking about? Why do we both have to change our passwords?
Not just you and me, Dan, but everybody.
Everybody? Listener, did you have to change your password too?
I bet you did.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Told you. So, there was, I don't know, somebody hacked it or something. They said they possibly stole minimal credit card information, which would be an encrypted number or the last four digits of the credit card, the expiration date, something like that. But, yeah, it's not the full credit card number.
Obviously that only affects people that are subscribed or what's it called? Subbing people's Twitch streams and giving them money and stuff like that.
Wait, is that work like that?
I don't remember having a credit card attached to my Twitch.
Because you do it through PayPal.
No, I don't have a PayPal.
Well, I mean, every time I've subscribed to a couple channels here and there just to...
I've never given anybody money on Twitch, so I don't think I have any...
I've given people money on Twitch.
Yeah, I don't think
like
I have
$5 at a time.
Yeah.
You know, you get a month and get, like, school cool emoticons and stuff like that. But every time it's been through PayPal, so I don't think Twitch actually uses... The credit card? No, they wouldn't be taking the credit card information. Doesn't make sense.
Yeah,
I think it's when you get the Twitch thing.
Oh, when you get money from Twitch?
No. When you can buy, you can make Twitch ad free. What is that called? I forgot what that's called, dude. They get like you get like a little battery or something on next to your name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're just turbocharged.
Turbo. Twitch Turbo? Is it Turbo? I think it's Turbo.
Well. Battery typically usually falls under Turbo.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, it's Twitch Turbo. I think. I don't know.
Twitch Turbo.
I don't do it, so I don't know. Yeah. I do know, but I forget. Anyway, so yeah.
So Twitch got hacked.
So I think, I don't know how that works because I've never done it, so but I'm assuming that's the way they have people's credit card information. Yeah, but they said, you know, whatever, don't worry. People just hacked your password and your credit card. But not the full credit card number, so you're okay. And everybody just resets their password.
Yeah.
It was annoying because I wanted to watch Twitch on my phone and I couldn't.
I don't even know what my password is.
Speaking of phone. Never mind. I had some issues with my phone carrier, but the new guy. Okay, fine. Look.
You can't leave him hanging.
I know. Look. My phone. Okay, I go into T-Mobile, right? And I get. And this is in Capitola, right. So you guys know. But that manager's gone now. But the manager, like, they were telling me I just wanted to buy an iPhone for my daughter and see how much the line costs. And I wasn't planning on buying anything, but they gave me a good deal. The manager steps up and he's like, "Hey, how much are you paying right now?" And I was like, "I'm only paying like $120." He was like, "I'll give you that same deal. Now you get like 4G speeds for unlimited 4G speeds, blah, 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 this and that for $120 a month." I was like, "Well, it sounds like a good deal, bro, but how much are your phones?" Like, I don't want to spend a lot of money on a phone. Tell you what, I'll buy your phones right now, and you only have to pay $10 for this upgrade to your phone. What kind of, I had shown him what kind of phone I had. Mm-hmm. And he gave me a phone. It's a lot better than my old phone.
Right.
And I was like, "Oh man, you know, this sounds too good to be true." But yeah, whatever, man. It's good. I mean, you get unlimited 4G speeds. And I'm paying basically the same amount, except for now I pay taxes and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
So it comes out a little more, but it's fine. Right? And my first bill comes out to like $150. And I was like, I go back to the store and I was like, "Hey, dude, you guys told me like $120 and now it's coming up as $150. And they're like, "Oh, you know, I'll talk to the manager, right?" And I was like, "Okay, cool, whatever." Right? Nothing happens. I give him a call. "Hey, can I talk to your manager?" And I told the manager, "Hey, dude, you promised me $120 for these lines." And I was like, and he was like, "Oh yeah, I remember you. Yeah, let me go ahead and credit you for the first bill, and then we'll switch that plan over." And I was like, cool. So the credit went through, but the base price of it, oh no, it was $140, sorry, not $150. So the base price stayed the same, $140. So now I go back to the store because I figure, you know what, if I talk to the phone dude, they're just going to give me some crappy story. But if I go there in person, you know, it's more powerful.
Yeah.
So I go over there and I'm like, they remember me because I've been there two times already in a course of like less than a month. So I know they know who I am. And so I go over there and I was like, "Hey, dude." And I saw Dominic, which was, he's a cool guy, dude, by the way. Dominic at T-Mobile. Cool guy. I tell him, "Hey, dude." And he's like, "Hey, what are you doing here, man?" And I was like, "Same deal, dude." And I was like, "Oh, okay. Listen, we have a new manager now, so I'm going to go ahead and call him up." And he calls a new manager. The manager's super cool, dude. Supervisor is like, "Hey, dude, I'm not going to bullshit you. There's absolutely no way I can change the price of the plan." He's like, I know the other manager told you. I gave him, you know, all the slop story. And he's like, "I know the other manager promised you $120, but I can't change it. There's no way I can change it." And I was like, "Okay, what if I talk to corporate about this?" And he's like, "They're not going to be able to change it either. It's just the plan that you're on is set for this amount, and there's nothing anybody can do to change it. What I can do is change your plan and switch it down to $120. And I was like, "I don't want to change my plan, dude. I got unlimited like 4G speeds." And he's like, "I know, but..." And so he ended up, like, I ended up just switching because he checked my usage. And so I ended up switching my phone and my wife's phone and my daughter's phone, which she's used 12 gigs already.
Wow.
And it hasn't been the full month. But she's going to stay on unlimited, obviously. And I'm going to... I have like a gig or something like that a month. And yeah, it's 1 gig a month. And my wife has a gig a month. And I dropped it down to $120. Wasn't happy about it, but I was like, "Okay, well, if I'm using less than a gig, then whatever. It doesn't really matter." But he's like, "Hey, do you have Wi-Fi at home?" I was like, "Yeah, dude, who doesn't, right?" And he's like, I only recognized my Zelda shirt, so I know he was a gamer, which is awesome. Which is why this story is relevant to the show. So
and phones play games.
Yeah. So he recognized my shirt with the hearts that's missing the half a heart. And he's like, "Yeah, that's Zelda." And I was like, "Yeah, that's Zelda, dude. Hell yeah." And he's like, so anyway, he told me, "So you have Wi-Fi. How about I give you a free Wi-Fi extender?" And I was like, "Sure." And he's like, and I'll give you the credit for the next month." And I was like, "Oh, will you give me like twice the credit for the trouble of coming down here?" And it was like $40, you know, like $20 yeah. bucks credit. And then, you know, I asked him for $40. And he's like, "I'll meet you in the middle, dude. I'll give you $30 credit. And I'll give you this Wi-Fi extender. It's like $100 or something like that." And yeah, like it has a radius of like, what do you say, like 200 feet, something like that? something crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, sure, dude. And he was trying to ring it up for free. And it's something on the computer wasn't working. And he ended up, he's like, I'm just going to ship it out to you, dude. Because we can just kind of do it on our end and just ship it out. So I'm getting a free Wi-Fi extender. Which is kind of cool because my bedroom doesn't actually get the best signal from the living room.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's. I mean, it's such a short distance, dude, but it doesn't...
All the walls and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, man, but it's not even that much. I mean, you see my place, it's not really that much, dude.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, it has to go through the walls. And that's kind of
like invisible,
it.
Super fine waves, dude.
It's so blocked.
I'm sure they can get in through there, man.
Well, obviously it gets in there, but it's got to fight through the jungle.
Yeah, well, now the jungle just got shallower.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's cool, man. Like, they already sent me an email saying it's on its way.
Nice.
The guy was super cool. He's like, hey, man, you know what? Whatever you want, whatever you need, you come talk to me. And I think his name is Trevor, I believe. But he's a super cool guy, dude. I really like this manager. Dude. He helped me out. He gave me some free stuff, you know, for the trouble. And,
yeah.
You know, I couldn't switch. I couldn't stay on unlimited, which is fine since I'm not using all that much data myself. But, yeah, so here's a shout out to Dominic and Trevor, I believe. I'm sorry if I got your name wrong, but at T-Mobile in Capitola. Yeah,
Capitola. T-Mobile in Capitola. Thanks for listening, Dominic and Trevor.
Yeah,
that's your name.
Oh, that's their name. I'm going to tell them about this podcast.
I mean, you should be telling everybody about this podcast. Maybe my Nintendo 3DS. If you ever get a little me guy on your Nintendo 3DS and when it does the whole meet and greet thing and it says Uncork Gamers, that's mine.
So
that's my personal message. My spot pass.
So hey, say hi. Yeah. Like, what's up? What's up, gamers? I listen to you. that's my gripe for this week.
That didn't even sound like a gripe. It sounded like, you know, something.
It
awesome.
Did though, because it was stressful, dude. Because I've already talked to these guys two times before,
right? Right.
And I had to go down for a third time, so it was. And that whole day, like, was just stressful for me. I had another issue with doctors that day, and yeah, wasn't having a good time. But he fixed it all up and kind of put a smile on my face, gave me some free stuff,
gave me like a hug.
Not virtual, what do you call that? Just a, I don't know, virtual hug, I guess. Let's call it virtual hug, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A hearty handshake.
A hearty handshake.
He gave me a hearty handshake. And the guy said, he reminds me of somebody too, but I can't put my finger on it. Just the way he is.
Yeah.
His personality. Something that's not, you know, video game related, but it is video game related, is something I saw on YouTube, which is it's on a channel called Awme, which is AWE space ME, Awme. They were making Link's Hylian shield, and they show the whole process of them making the shield, and they talk about making the sword too, and I think the sword is in the video, but they don't go into detail with the sword, just the shield.
Right.
And they go through all the steps, you know, all these processes, and they start explaining everything and tempering and whatnot. I don't deal with metal work, so, you know.
Yeah.
And it came out looking pretty good, man. It was a good-looking shield.
The functional?
Yeah, a functional shield. That's something that that could have been used in medieval times, they said.
Nice.
So, yeah, they shot arrows at it, and the arrows just broke, dude.
Nice.
They just snapped, man. Just...
Oh, but did they get an octopus to shoot rocks at it?
They couldn't find one at the time. Because
that's a real test.
Yeah, and you mean an Octorok.
Right, well, we don't have Octoroks in this world.
Well, so if they're shooting rocks at you, then they would be Octoroks.
Well, no, I'd say we get like an octopus, shove a rock in its mouth, and like squeeze it,
Jesus,
and it shoots it out.
Man.
So
that's
it'll,
just cruel.
So it'll simulate an Octorok.
You're a cruel man.
I'm not cruel. It's all in the name of science.
Yeah, in the name of science. Let's see if this rock can penetrate this shield.
Yeah,
no, you can always block it. Well, you can always block it. You can block it with a regular shield.
Yeah.
Unless it's Zelda 1, then you can't.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You can't block it with the first shield.
That shield, like, doesn't block anything.
No. Does it block anything?
No, I don't think it does. I think it's just there for, like, show.
No, it's got to block something. Boomerangs?
No.
I think it blocks boomerangs.
I don't know. I don't know why it can't block a rock. can't block a they rock.
They shoot the rocks a very high speed rate. High rate
really? Speed. You know how fast they shoot it?
Yeah. I mean, it's got to be at least 5 miles an hour, dude. At least.
Okay. Just saying, if you had a wooden shield, you and somebody...
You said speed of rate, huh?
Yeah, you said speed of rate. You had a wooden shield, and there's, like, the picture of Yankees. You couldn't, like, hold up that shield and not get, like, hurt?
It's probably, like, really thin wood. So...
So he has no purpose of even running around. Like,
I mean, it could protect you, but you know, you want to be just kind of picky at what you're shielding.
Hmm.
But not rocks. Not rocks being spit out by octopuses. So
right.
Octopi? Octopuses. Octopi.
Oh, you kind of making me want pie right now, though.
Oh, pie. I want a real baked pie. Like a pie that's been freshly baked.
Not a pie that's been shoved in their freezer.
Frozen, yeah.
It does change
that doesn't sell. Solid. We sell pies at work. Wait, no we don't. Because we didn't sell.
I saw them at the store the other day.
Wait, where?
In, I think it was like Whole Foods or something like that. Whole Foods.
They told me they weren't even selling them over here.
No, it was a New Leaf in, up in Scotts Valley that had it.
They told me they weren't selling them. You sure it was from our company?
Yeah. They had the peach one, they had the...
Apple,
I think, yeah.
Triple berry, maybe?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't know. That pie crust just wasn't doing it for me.
Weird, right?
The streusel topping was pretty good.
Yeah.
I like that. But, I mean, that's just basically sugar, dude. There's so much sugar in that.
It really is.
They threw away a bunch of that topping. Just because, I don't know, it was old. It wasn't old, it was frozen.
Right.
But... It's just like, I guess it was just all kinds of leftover. And so they're like, hey, throw it away. And I was like, okay, I'll just eat some before I throw it away, dude. And I started eating all kinds of streusel topping, dude. God. It was so delicious. Like, it's just like, it's all the sugar of the pie right there. And I was like, oh my God. But other than that, the pie itself sucks.
So throw it away is code for putting it in your stomach?
Yeah, they didn't know. It was going in the garbage anyway.
Yeah, it's true. Well, whatever. What would they care? I mean, they feed you there anyway. You get free food there.
So. Yeah, I get free food for lunch. yeah, so Hylian Shield, yeah. Functional.
Is it called the Hylian Shield?
It's a Hylian Shield. Well, it's from Hyrule.
So why wouldn't it be called a Hyrulean Shield?
Because it might have been. Hylian is a race?
I have no idea. I'm not. As many of you may notice from previous podcasts, not one that would be well versed in the Zelda lore.
I think Hylian is the race that he is.
He's a Hylian? Okay.
Yeah, I think that's the race, dude.
It's good to know. Now, isn't everybody Hylian though?
No.
Just him and
Zelda? I think it's just like the Elvish people.
Okay. But there's only like two Elvish people in the world. Is there ever more?
No, the kids in the first part of Ocarina of Time.
I never played Ocarina of Time.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
I mean, Ganondorf's not Hylian, is he?
I don't know. No, he's a pig man.
Pig man.
Like, he's a
it's
fish.
It's the race of humans in The Legend of Zelda.
Okay, so.
It might be the race of humans in The Legend of Zelda, but I'm not sure. I know for sure. Okay, Ganon for sure is not one of them. And I think, you know, like, they have the bandits in the desert. I don't think they're Hylian at also. Either. Sorry.
Okay.
You don't even know who I'm talking about, do you? No, I don't. You never played Ocarina of Time?
Nope. Never had a friend that had it.
God. Dog, Dan.
Or at least I had it and would let me play it.
You want to play it?
I can get it for the 3DS at some point.
I guess so. Yeah. I mean, I have the N64 and the game.
Yeah, why would I get the original version when I can get the new HD version?
HD version sucks. They changed it, dude. They added stuff to it took something away.
They brought the Japanese difficulty setting back into it.
Wait. What stuff? What did they add?
They made it harder or something like that, right? Like the master version or whatever?
I don't remember what changed in it, but
I know they changed some of the dungeon layouts, I think, or something like that, to make them less annoying, like the water dungeon, because everybody hates water dungeons in Zelda.
Oh, no, that one in Ocarina of Time sucks. Oh, my God, dude, it was a nightmare. But, I mean, once you get through that one, you're just like, you just feel so relieved. You're just, I'm so glad this is over.
When are you going to do a stream of the first Zelda, beginning to end?
Are you kidding me? That would take me forever. That what? Would take me
come on,
forever.
You get these Zeldas here
I don't remember
hours.
It all that well, dude. I mean, okay, if I'm not doing 100%, then I guess I could do it. Because I still remember the layout. I still remember where all the dungeons are at. But when it comes to the heart pieces, or heart containers, because there's no heart pieces in that one. Like, I probably wouldn't remember where they're all at.
Did you know that if you look at all the dungeon layouts for the dungeons in hard mode, they spell out Zelda?
Nah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
But there's like 8 of them.
And one of them's, yeah, one of them's the backwards swastika thing that means peace in Japan.
Wait. How did they spell out a name Zelda with 8 dungeons?
I don't know.
I think this is misinformation.
No, look it up. Maybe it's not all the dungeons. Maybe it's like the first 5 or something like that.
But I still don't understand how it spells out Zelda with such low amount of dungeons.
Zelda is 5 letters. Dude.
Oh, the like you're talking about the map. Oh, the map of the map of the yeah. dungeon. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Now you want to play it.
Do you know
again.
The game's not supposed to be called Zelda: Legend of Zelda?
What was it supposed to be called?
The Hyrulean Adventures, and then like Legend of Zelda was the like
like the Adventure of Link, or
yeah, the Adventure
Link
of Link
to the Past, or whatever.
Yeah, it was like the Hyrulean Adventures,
the co-title, if you will.
The Hyrulean Adventures, Legend of Zelda, and the next one would have been like Hyrulean Adventures, Legend of Zink, or something like that. But when they translated it in America, they just called it Legend of Zelda, and it's stuck ever since.
Wait, what was it called in Japan? Was it actually called Hyrulean Adventures?
Yeah, Hyrulean Adventures,
no way.
Legend of Zelda. Yeah.
That's interesting knowledge.
It is interesting. That's why, you know, most people are like, why is this game called The Legend of Zelda? But Zelda doesn't do anything. She just kind of sleeps or, like, sits around and stuff like that most of the time. Why isn't it called The Legend of Link? Well, it wasn't supposed to be called after either of them. So there you have it. Take that to your next nerd party.
I have nerd parties.
Yeah.
I do. Every other Sunday. Saturday.
Saturday, yeah.
Saturday.
Speaking of which, this 28th, yeah?
No.
No?
No.
What?
That's this week, right?
Yeah.
I can't.
What?
I can't.
Ronnie.
Ronnie?
Yeah, his character's coming then.
I know, but I can't.
Why can't you?
Because I gotta go somewhere with the wife.
Oh, I thought that was like last weekend.
No. It wasn't last weekend.
But you work.
Hmm?
But you work.
Oh, I quit my job. I quit my second job.
Oh, you didn't do 2 week then? Or there was
no,
like...
no, yeah. This is going to be, this week, this Saturday is going to be my last Saturday there.
Okay. And then you get off at 4 and then you go do this.
No. I get off at 2:30.
Oh. Why can't you always tell this? Oh, because you have to drive back.
Unless you guys can start earlier.
Like start when?
Like 3?
Yeah, we could start 3. We always started at 4:30 because you always said you had to
get home. Because I get home and do stuff and, you know, but I could go like straight from work and just kind of do that and then I'd probably leave a little early.
What were you thinking? Like 3 to 6? Because, you know, Ronnie lives in a marina.
No, really?
Yeah.
Wow, he commutes a long way.
Yeah, but he has a really nice house. It's like he has a house.
Like he owns the house?
I guess it's his girlfriend's house or something like that.
Oh, that.
But it's nice. They got a big living room with like a fireplace and got like a big dining room table we could play and stuff like that. You know, a lot of people say like, hey, you know, you can do it in my house, you know, and stuff like that. We can make it work. He was like, yeah, you can do it in my house. I went to his house. I was like, no, yeah, we can do this and have a party at the same time.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Yeah, 3 to 6.
That might work. I'll talk
As long as, I mean, as long as we're like, we stay focused on the, you know, on the task at hand.
Well, if you in the,
it's his fault. It's his fault.
Can keep that alcohol under control.
No, I won't drink. I won't drink. I can't drink because I'm going to have to drive.
Yeah, because you're going to have to drive from Marina.
Yeah. From Marina? Yeah, where are we doing this?
Ronnie's house.
Oh, this is Ronnie's week?
Yeah, this is Ronnie's week. And this is literally,
I didn't know he had a week already.
He's making his introduction. He's hosting it. Like
that. Okay.
He's like all happy and stoked.
Okay. I'm gonna have to talk to my wife and let her know and see.
I feel bad. I feel like we're coming.
Yeah, you're interrupting my marriage here, dude.
I know. Like Uncork Gamers had a thing with your marriage. Like, am I bad for you?
I think it's over, man.
Oh wow.
Yeah, it's not you, bro. It's me.
Yeah, it's you being committed to things that are important.
Yeah, I mean, I got this family thing going on, and it takes up a lot of my time. I don't see how I can juggle both things.
It's going to make D&D awkward.
Yeah, D&D. I didn't want to mention what we were doing.
No, be proud of it.
I can't be proud of it, because I mocked these people for so long, Dan. So long I called them nerds. So long I called them...
They weren't nerds. They were just gamers.
Nah, not necessarily.
Oh, come on.
A lot of those D&D nerds...
You spend like $60 on a book,
okay, and you get a game. You're a D&D nerd. You have a lot of books.
Actually, I got the 4th edition ones, and I picked up some of the 2nd edition ones like at a used bookstore, like real, real cheap.
And logos?
Yeah, logos, yeah, actually. Yeah. And we were like, I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to have a set of all of the core rule books just as like a nice little collection piece. And so that's why I have all these books. I have a set of all the core rule books.
For Did you actually edition. Even open them and read them and stuff?
Somewhat here and there. Like it's a textbook. You know, it's kind of hard to just sit there and read through it. But I've read through a fair amount of the 2nd edition Dungeon Master book and the 1st edition Dungeon Master book.
There's a part in the book we're supposed to read, Ready Player One,
right?
That you haven't started.
I got it.
And I haven't even read. I was at page 100 last time, and I'm still on page 100.
It's not like I have anything new in my life that's going to be distracting me from reading a book.
There's a part in there that talks about D&D.
Really?
Yeah. It compares it to something in their world. But, I mean, I'm not gonna.
Okay, so it's not like the same, it's not like this is Earth in the future, that he just.
No, it is.
Okay.
I mean, it's definitely in the future.
But it's supposed to be Earth in the future?
Yeah, it's Earth. It's Earth, and it's supposed to be,
We said like.
I mean, they just, it's like something happened, you know.
Okay, yeah.
And, but, hey, just read the book, dude.
I will. I have nothing.
It starts off. It started off really slow for me. It was a lot of explanation during the first few chapters.
I can tell it started off really slow for you. You're barely on page 100, dude.
Well, I mean, it started picking up after. Like,
literally, for books, the first 100 pages are the introduction.
No, seriously, that's it's not every book. Not every book is like this. Okay,
a lot of books are like that.
Really?
Yeah.
At least not the books I've read, dude. It's not 100 pages worth of, like, introduction, man. Explanations, dude. Like, this book's, like, literally spent, like, 2 chapters, like, explaining the world around them. Maybe even, like, 3 chapters, dude. The first 3 chapters were, like, explaining what had happened to the world, where everything is at. And I was just like, oh my god. And it was like, I wanted to get to the good parts, you know what I mean? Like, I wanted to get to the action.
I just want you to clarify that Goosebumps books usually don't go past 100 pages. So, I mean, that's why.
Is that the selector?
The Choose Your Own Adventure?
Yeah, Choose Your Own Adventure.
That's one of them, yeah.
Yeah, well, sometimes I chose the wrong adventure and I read like 20 pages and it was over. And I hated it, and I went back. I was like, nah, I didn't make that decision. I didn't do that. I'm going to pick the other one now. That's kind of cheating.
It is.
Yeah. Instead of actually going back from the beginning, I was just like,
It's just so random. It's like, there's a monster coming right at you. What do you do? Do you stand there in front of it, or do you go into the hallway next door? Like, I won't go into the hallway next door. I'm not going to like, oh, you die because an axe fell on you from above. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
It's not choose your own adventure. It's like choose your own what random things gonna happen to me next page.
Yeah. So anyway, it started picking up now. Like during the last like three chapters, like I think I'm in chapter 10, and so the last like three chapters is it's been you know I picked up and stuff.
The actual stories happening.
Yeah, and like and it's fun, you know. Like I'm enjoying the book, and I want to read more of it, but I'm just so lazy. That's how it goes.
That's how it goes.
Like when I actually start reading it, I want to keep going. But I end up, you know, I get to a point where I'm just kind of tired of reading, and it's.
You need glasses? You wear your glasses when you read?
I don't need glasses to look for up close. I can't see far away.
Oh, okay.
And it's not even that far away, dude. Like it's kind of bad. But yeah, no, I mean, I don't need reading glasses.
Okay.
But I just get tired of reading.
Yeah.
Not like my eyes don't strain or anything like that. I'm just kind of like. Ah. Like, it's just because, you know, just because I'm, I don't know, maybe I'm just, like, just because I'm sitting for so long.
Okay, like, you're, like, restless?
Yeah, there we go, more of a restless thing. But yeah, pick it up. Well, we told you to read it anyway, viewers.
Yeah, we're going to be talking really about
viewers,
it.
Viewers. Listeners.
Yeah, listeners. The next podcast is going to be us discussing the book, maybe. Ready Player One.
Maybe. We might have to extend that another week. Oh. I'm gonna try, but I'm. Yeah.
Hey, just get the audiobook and listen to it. Will Wheaton.
I'm not ever gonna listen to an audiobook.
By Will
Wheaton. It defeats the purpose of a book. God, man, by Will Wheaton.
Will Wheaton. Yeah, your daughter's gonna be like, Dad, why are you picking up that thing that has pages in it? Just listen to it on your phone.
No.
Just download it to your brain.
I don't want books to die.
Yeah, nobody wants books to die, except for the people that are killing books. Why are you killing books, people?
Don't burn books.
Amazon. Stop killing books with your Kindles.
Yeah, Kindles suck.
So, Mortal Kombat announcement, huh? Predator?
Yeah, Predator's coming, apparently, which is a good character for Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, I mean, dude.
He's got
yeah.
the little disc things he can throw. He's got the bow staff. I'm thinking of the
laser.
Alien vs. Predator arcade shoulder. Game.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good game.
Yeah, and he's got a little claw thing, dude. Like, I don't know, this guy's just, like, made for Mortal Kombat. Yeah, it's kind of crazy that they announced that. I wasn't expecting it.
A fatality?
I mean, everybody's been talking about it, dude, but I just wasn't expecting that to actually happen.
Everybody's been talking about them, like, just throwing any... I want to see this person in the Mortal Kombat game thing.
Yeah, there's been, like, polls online and stuff like that. And he was always one of the top ones.
I mean, the roster thing is freaking ridiculous. What, 25?
Down. I mean, I think it's going to grow even more now.
Well, yeah.
I don't really believe they've actually finished announcing all the characters.
That's insane. That's a lot of characters.
It's cool, though, dude.
Are these all, like...
I mean, Mortal Kombat has... Street Fighter has... Are these, like... 30...
DLC characters?
34 or 32.
Are any of these DLC characters?
Yeah. Apparently, you're not gonna get. Oh, you're gonna get some characters are gonna be there with pre-order, but you have to pre-order for Goro. You have to pre-order like one of the deluxe sets or one of the special edition
DLCs
ones.
DLCs and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, like because if you order just the regular game, I don't think you get Goro with it. So it kind of sucks.
Oh man, you're not gonna get Goro, dude.
See that's what makes me. That's why I don't want to buy the game right away, because I know I'm not going to pay the extra
bucks,
cash
yeah.
just to get Goro.
What if it came with the Goro statue?
Nah, not even that.
Okay.
It's just a lot of money, dude. It's like $100, you know?
Yeah. It's $40 more.
And for a game that's can be $60 and still be
fun and playable.
Yeah. I don't know. I got issues with them doing stuff like that, but
I mean, I'll buy collector's editions.
I'll buy it
once
eventually.
In a while. Yeah. Like I bought the Last of Us collector's edition. I'll do it every once in a while. If it comes with a steel case,
it's yours.
I'm much more likely to want it. That's why I actually got the Last of Us one. It came with the art book and it came with the steel case. And I was like, that steel case.
Yeah, my Street Fighter. Final Fantasy 12.
Oh, yeah, the steel case. I got that one, too. Yeah. My Resident Evil 4 is a steel case.
Oh, that's cool, man. Yeah. Oh, you got the PS1, though. Yeah, the PS1.
The PS2.
PS2 one.
You always do that whenever I bring Resident Evil 4. You always think it's on the PS1.
Well, that's where all the Resident Evils were, man.
It is true, yeah.
But, so, okay, well, let's talk about,
You and me.
Zelda. No, staying on Zelda topic. They debunked that show that was supposed to be...
The Netflix one?
Yeah, it's not gonna happen. Nintendo said, like, yeah, that's misinformation. But apparently, what is that guy's name? I forgot his name. It was a producer or director of Spider-Man?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what his name is.
Anyway, that guy apparently was talking with Nintendo for like a Nintendo-Sony collaboration. I guess Sony Pictures.
What?
Sony Pictures, dude. It's a lot different.
What?
Sony Pictures, not Sony Gaming.
Here's why I don't want a Nintendo-Sony collaboration. Do you know what that is? Because it's the same thing it is in every game that isn't owned by Nintendo that comes out on Nintendo console. Here's 8,000 costume pieces to make your characters look like Nintendo franchises. Monster Hunter?
Bayonetta?
I don't know. I think it's like the only two games.
That come to mind.
That, like, are non-Nintendo games that come out on Nintendo consoles.
But they look so cool. Have you seen Bayonetta and Princess Peach's costume?
I don't know. I hear Princess Daisy is the way to go.
What? Well, you heard wrong, Dan. Maybe if you check out my cast on Twitch.tv/BlackHoleFlare, maybe you would know.
Oh, see, but there's something. There's a reason why I can't do that.
Why?
Oh, maybe we'll get to it near the end of the show.
Okay.
I want to make sure you get through all your stuff.
In the meantime, let's talk about. So this guy wants is talking to Nintendo about acquiring the rights for a Mario movie. And I'm assuming they're going to try to make it a real Mario movie this time. Not the piece of crap that they made back in the 90s.
It wasn't... I mean, they got...
It was a piece of crap.
They got the casting right. John Leguizamo as Luigi and the other guy as Mario. That looked good.
They look good, but their voices weren't there.
No, the voices, yeah, the voices
are... They weren't even trying.
No.
And I know Mario had voices back then, right?
Actually, I don't think he did. When that movie came out, I think
he must have had some kind of voice. No, you're right.
There wasn't the Mario voice.
You're right. Super Mario Brothers.
Maybe a cartoon?
The cartoon was out, yeah. Yeah. That was in the 90s.
Alright, so it was the cartoon. But yeah, you gotta go into it. Like an actor goes in, like, alright, I'm gonna do the.
The guy did the cartoon one, though. He was a cool Mario. I like that guy.
I'm gonna go in and, you know, gotta do this Mario thing. And the director's like, no, we're doing something different.
Yeah, these Goombas that are supposed to be, like, curling on the floor, bro. Yeah, they're gonna be, like, full sized.
Yeah.
And, like, not look like Goombas at all.
Yeah.
And Bowser? Yeah, forget about that whole reptile turtle thing.
No, it's just gonna be, like, a weird, tall reptile turtle guy.
Yeah.
But he'll look like a person for a while.
It was a disgusting movie. There's a cult following to it, dude, but it's just, it's not...
I'd watch it again.
I wouldn't watch it again. There's no way I would watch it again.
Really?
Yeah, I just...
You want to watch Bill and Ted again?
It annoyed me, dude. It annoyed me that nothing was like Mario.
What are you talking about? Dude. There was a princess that was captured. God, dude. There was a bomb.
Dude, the whole princess capturing thing has been done.
There was
plenty of movies.
There was a Ba-bomb. There was a dinosaur thingy.
There were Goombas too. But they didn't work out. They all sucked. That movie sucks. I'm not going to watch it again, no matter what.
What if there's beer?
No. You couldn't get me drunk enough to watch that movie again. Nah, you probably could.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe if I'm super drunk, I'd probably watch it again. Okay, so that's that. Let's see what else. Just some random news. Six Flags Magic Mountain is making, or has made, a Monster Hunter 4 Ultimate, roller coaster.
What? Did they get all the cool animatronics from Japan?
No, they didn't.
Well, do you, is it like the Jurassic Park ride where you get the like dinosaurs and stuff?
No. It's just the name.
Do they have armor sets?
No. The only thing cool that I saw about this was the drop. The initial drop, which is 255 feet, puts you at 85 miles an hour. That's which fast. Is freaking fast. Yeah, and it's a pretty big drop. That's a pretty big drop.
How vertical is it?
You know what the angle is? It looks very vertical, dude. Yeah.
Like Superman?
Yeah, and it's it goes up to another drop. It's a pretty good size. And it actually slows you down before you get to that drop.
Right.
Like, 'cause you're going way too fast by that time, dude. But that's the only two things that I really liked about the ride. The rest of the ride seemed pretty bland. So, I mean, it's just the initial drop really is the thing that's going to sell it. But
yeah,
overall, I don't think it was a really good ride.
Well, we'll see. Yeah. I mean, it does go to prove a point, though, that Monster Hunter is becoming big enough in the States for them to build an amusement park ride.
There you go.
I mean, I wonder if this means that Capcom will finally correct their mistakes and put a Monster Hunter back on the Sony franchise, the number one selling console in America.
By a lot.
By a significant amount. I don't think it's like by a lot with Xbox One. I think it's what, like 5, 10 million, something like that?
That's a lot.
It seems like a lot. But they just started selling in China now. PlayStation finally started selling in China recently.
Was Xbox selling already?
I think they
they did, right?
They did.
Yeah.
They went to China first and did really
but
bad.
But they did. Yeah, they didn't do
whatever. Well. Yeah.
But that's China though.
Yeah, China. I
mean, they just regulate their stuff too crazily.
Yeah, they do regulate their stuff a lot, from what I've been told.
Some other short news was just Nintendo. There was a little like press conference with Nintendo.
Right.
I mean, they obviously didn't say anything about the NX. But other than it's going to be innovative and it's going to put players in a whole new, whole new way of gaming. There's a whole new way of gaming for players. No details, really, but yeah.
So, virtual reality.
I don't know, dude. I don't know.
Power Glove's coming back and it's going to work this time. Power Glove
sucks up.
But now it's going to work. You just put these gloves on, that's your controller.
B, damn it. Will you do B, please? Yeah, no.
No, but they got the Wiimote working now. They just build little Wiimote sensors into the glove.
Well, then that wouldn't really be a power glove for me.
It'll be like Kinect, but on the Wii.
They better not have to put a Wiimote on there, dude. I'm tired of things that need to have a Wiimote. If they were going to make a power glove, they need to make a power glove that works without the Wiimote.
Oh, they don't even have a controller. You just use your phone. And that's why they got DENA, the phone, like, game maker and stuff like that, involved.
Your phone's going to be your controller.
So, like, they can make it work, so your phone's your controller. That way you can play your Nintendo games when you're on the road.
God, it's called a DS. 3DS. You don't need that funky stuff.
Holograms. Nintendo finally figured out how to make holograms a real thing.
No, they didn't. No, they're like a couple steps
behind. What can they do to innovate?
We'll find out. Oh, we will find out. All right. I wanted to talk about my cast. I was casting BioShock, and the game slowed to a crawl, like lag galore, right? And it looked like it was going like 3 frames a second.
Just to clarify, this is on your PlayStation 3.
Yes, on my PlayStation 3. I went to the menu, like, I tried to go to the menu, but it wouldn't go right away to the menu. It eventually went to the menu, by hitting start.
Right.
And the menu was working fine. Like, it was going, like, regular speed, whatever. Go back into the game, I was like, okay, it was fixed, right? Go back into the game, lagging again. And I gave up, I turned it off, whatever. That was like 2 weeks ago, and I think the next time I turned on my PS3 was to play Uncharted yesterday on stream. And, I mean, it was doing good for a long time until I got hit like 1 a.m. and it just crashed, right? And, like, it froze. And I thought, oh, this stupid game. But I went to, I went to go quit the game and go back in, but, my PS button wasn't doing anything. I held it down, wasn't doing anything. My PlayStation 3 crashed. And it, and I turned it off by holding the button, right? I held the power button. And it was taking a really long time to turn off. And then it did, like, some kind of weird beeping noise. Not a normal, like, turn off beep. It was different. And just like, teet, 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 teet. And then it just turned off, like, couple seconds after that. And I turn it back on, but it's not turning on. Like, it's just not turning on. And I'm scared.
Yeah, that sounds terrifying. This is the OG PlayStation.
Yeah.
The one that could play your PlayStation 1 and PlayStation 2. No,
the second gen.
Oh, second gen?
Yeah, okay. Second gen. It's still the bulky one.
Yeah, it's still the bulky chip.
So yeah, I'm kind of scared.
I mean, you just bought 3 games for that thing.
I have so many games! Not even just the ones I bought! I have so many games I still want to play on the PS3.
Yeah. They're really good.
Even like games that I've bought like in the past, like 5 years ago, dude. I've bought games that I still haven't finished, and I want to finish them.
Demon Souls, you want to get back on?
I want to finish Demon Souls. I want to finish the what's that other one? I forgot what it's called. But I also want to finish the
Dragon's Dogma.
Dragon's Dogma. Yeah, I haven't started that one. The Final Fantasy the
13 Lightning Return versus
not Lightning Returns. I think that was the last one, right? That was the third part.
The last one, yeah.
Yeah, the one before that. I started that one. I want to finish it. And I also want to play Lightning Returns. There's a lot of games I want to play. And I hope it doesn't die. I don't want to have to buy another PS3. It's going to suck.
But at the very least, it's a year after the new generation consoles come out. It's almost like 2 years almost now at this point. So, I mean, this PlayStation 3 is going to be dirt cheap.
Yeah, and I can always buy a used one.
Yeah.
Refurbished, whatever. Doesn't matter. At this point, it doesn't matter. But I'm going to have to switch out my...
hard drive, yeah.
Hard drive, yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to have to start from scratch
everything. Yeah. No, you can save your files. You can save your save files. You can switch over your save files, or you can not just switch your hard drive.
Yeah.
Which makes it a lot easier, because all the games will be installed already.
And all the updates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that happened, and,
yeah, it's sad. It's a sad, sad time.
I mean, I haven't tried it today. Just kind of hoping for the best. Other than that, I wanted to talk about Final Round. I don't know how many of you people caught Final Round, but, it's always hype. It's always hype.
Why don't you let them know what Final Round is?
Final Round is an East Coast, gaming tournament, fighting game tournament. A lot of big names. It's a major tournament. It's a Capcom tournament as well, for the Capcom Cup. So a couple of highlights. There was a match. I forget. I think it was Justin Wong, and I believe it was versus Cloud in Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3, where Justin Wong. It was in the final eight. And Justin Wong had just Akuma left, and Akuma has a miserable life. Dude, you can hit him like 3 times and he's dead.
Nah.
In this game, right? And he's fighting against all 3 characters. And, I don't exactly remember what characters the other guy had, but he's fighting against all 3 characters, you know, and he makes the comeback, dude. He comes back and just destroys them all.
He takes the round?
Yeah, he takes the match. Cause there's no real rounds in Ultimate, but. So he takes the match, right? And I was like, oh, dude, this is gonna be a Justin Wong moment, dude. He's gonna take it. He's gonna take this match. But he ends up losing.
Right.
And so whatever, dude. It wasn't a Justin Wong moment, but it's just that match itself was pretty hype. Filipino champ actually ended up taking that one. And I guess he's been doing pretty good in that game. Pretty consistent with the top finishes. But on the Street Fighter side, Arturo Sanchez, dude. His tag is Tia Saban. I don't know if you know who this guy is, but he's a Dawson player, right? And he does a lot of streaming. He always helped out Spooky with the stream and stuff.
Okay.
And he fought Snake Eyes, which is another thing. Let me talk about Snake Eyes first. So Snake Eyes is a Zangief player, and he was playing against, Bonchan in the Saget, right? So, Bonchan, dude, was destroying his Zangief, just completely destroying it, dude. Like, it was not even a fight.
Right.
And so he goes to the select screen, right? And he ends up picking Evil Ryu. And this guy, I've never seen him play any other character except Zangief. And he picks Evil Ryu, dude, and takes out Bonchan, dude. Like crazy. Like, this guy's really good with his Evil Ryu. And I've never seen him play with Evil Ryu. Never seen him practice.
He's been keeping it in the pocket.
Nothing. Yeah, so man. It's crazy. So he ends up taking the match. So now he's playing against the top eight. He's playing against Arturo Sanchez. And he's using the Zangief against Dawson.
Yeah.
And yeah, he's not doing very well. So he does the same thing. Picks this Evil Ryu dude, and the first round with Evil Ryu dude just destroys him, dude. Completely destroys Dawson, dude. But it didn't work out for him. Dawson ended up taking the match. And then he went up against what is his name? Momochi. So he goes up against Momochi, dude. And his Ken, he's using Ken now. He was a Cody player at one point.
Right.
And but he's switching, you know, he's been playing Ken for a while, and he's been doing really good. He won the Capcom Cup last year.
Right, yeah.
Against Shen. And then he's been doing great. And he fights Arturo Sanchez, and that match, dude, it was ridiculous. Dude. It was so back and forth. And Arturo was just like, you know, he was holding his ground, dude. And but he ended up losing, which kind of sucked, dude, because he was like, you know, he's the underdog, and like he's the American, whatever. You want to root for that guy. He's a cool guy, dude. You see him when he does his streams, dude. He seems like such a down to earth, cool guy. But he ended up losing, and I think that was his tournament right there. So Momochi ends up getting to grand finals through on the loser side, and Shen makes it all the way through winners.
Like, the same match.
Yeah, same match, dude. And this is for another, you know, this is like a major Capcom tournament.
Right.
You know, for a lot of points. But Momochi's already in because he won the Capcom Cup, so he's already in the cup for next year, for this year.
Yeah.
So so basically, Shen being, I guess the way the point system worked, I guess he was already automatically in by being in grand finals against Momochi. So it was a good fight, and Momochi couldn't handle Shen this time, and Shen actually took it in three games, and I believe no that's not true. I was gonna say he took it in six to one rounds, but it's not. I don't think it happened like that. I think I'm thinking of a different match, but he ends up taking the championship, and you know he's in Capcom Cup now. He's going to be in the finals, but I think he was really happy to take it back, you know, and mm-hmm. just kind of like it's a good nice. Feeling, dude. You know, being the guy that beat you for
like,
at Capcom Cup finals, dude.
No, I mean, yeah, Capcom Cup finals. I think it was like broadcasted everywhere.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. And so, I mean, if you guys aren't on the fighting game scene, just there's tournaments all the time, and it's always really hype. You know, a lot of good players out there. Follow Spooky on Twitch. Spooky does a lot of these tournaments. Which brings me to another point, because Spooky had to end his stream for Capcom to use the stream. So Capcom actually did the final eight.
Oh.
Yeah, Capcom Fighters did the final eight, and I think that's the first time I've ever seen Spooky being kicked off stream because, you know, Capcom wanted to do it. I mean, they're putting a lot of money into it, so it makes sense. But yeah. It's just I've never seen that. Spooky's always been the man, but yeah, whatever, money talks.
Interesting.
Yeah. All right. I think that's it for me, unless you want to talk about some.
All right. So here's something that I found out today that apparently as people know about this, I've never heard about this until today. Hideo Kojima is leaving Konami?
You heard that today?
Yeah.
That's been news for like
three days.
Bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's leaving Konami, dude.
Why?
I don't know.
Did they not want to let him leave Metal Gear?
I don't understand how they would let him go.
Yeah.
Because he's a genius.
He's
dude.
A rock star of the video game, like, creative mind.
So I don't think it has something to do with them letting him go.
No, yeah, I think he left. I think he was like, oh, I'm not making any more Metal Gear games. And I'm like, oh, yes, you are. He's like, no, I'm not making any more Metal Gear games.
I don't
want to
be known as that guy. Hey, you're that Metal Gear guy. Oh, God damn it.
But what is Silent Hills? He was going to make that golden. Now is he still involved? Is he going to be involved until that finishes? Like, is this going to be like a great, like, first hour and then somebody else took over and now it's a piece of garbage game?
It makes me wonder how far into the game they were.
Yeah.
But it was looking like such a beautiful game, dude, and he's leaving.
That game was gonna bring back horror games in a big way. Right? Like, horror games have been
landed into the
indie niche and stuff. Like, if you want a good horror game, you have to find some indie developer that makes horror games, stuff like that. Because AAA guys aren't really doing it anymore, right? They're making action horror games now instead of horror games. And, like, P.T.
It's got to be about the atmosphere, man. If you're making a horror game, it's got to be good atmosphere in it. And P.T. was definitely a game that had an atmosphere.
So, I don't know, man. I don't know what this means. I need to know more. I need to know what's going on. Is he starting his own thing like Keiji Inafune did? Making the Mega Man games?
Man, I don't know how many interviews they've had with Konami, but I mean, they're not releasing any details, really.
Yeah.
It makes sense. They never do. They never do.
They never do.
I mean, he'll end up saying something, hey, I'm doing this now at one point, but
yeah, well,
you want to know now, there's these games that are supposed to come out.
You know what I would do if I was in the video game business? I'd be like, hey, here, Kojima. Come work with us at Sony. We'll let you make whatever game you want to make. Bam!
Yeah, give him
free reign.
Freedom, dude. Yeah.
Let me go all Suda 51 status.
Do whatever you want, bro. It's yours. It's my money, but it's your company.
Yeah. It's like, what game are you working on? Yeah, I got some, like, Japanese boy, and he's, like, peeing in the river. That's the game. Alright, cool. I'm fine with that, because you made it.
He's a good, producer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Producer. Director, producer.
Man, I was looking forward to that PT, too. Like,
and now you're not so sure.
The new Silent Hill, yeah.
I
wonder if they're even going to cancel it, dude. They might even cancel it, right, if he's out.
Well, it was him and Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah, but Guillermo del Toro's not enough to make it.
No. He probably just worked on the story, really, you know?
They need Kojima for this game, dude. So that's, I'm thinking it might get canceled. If it gets canceled, I'm going to be really mad.
I don't think they'll cancel it with all the good press they had for it.
What are they going to do? The guy left.
They'll give it to somebody else.
That's stupid. No one's gonna like that.
Somebody on the team.
People are gonna be mad at him.
I mean, like, he was like a producer on it, right? Like, he wasn't actually making the game. So they'll probably just bump somebody up internally from the game development team. And you know, maybe they'll keep him on, because apparently he's staying on to make sure, at least until the end of Phantom Pain. Like, he's gonna be working on Phantom Pain, at least until that's done. So maybe they'll do that with Silent Hills to make sure he gets that out too. I would have to hope.
I mean, he did. Kojima did actually. He's not gonna be working on it anymore. I think Konami wasn't talking about that, but in an interview with him, with the man himself, said that he was going to, that this was gonna be the last Metal Gear 5. So. I don't know if that means that is he still going to be actually working on it, or is he just going to stop working on this game and be like, hey, you guys just can finish this one, but I'm not going to work on it anymore.
Yeah, I think, they said he's keeping them on, so.
Well, hopefully he'll still work on PT in the same manner.
Yeah.
Well, we can only hope, right?
Well, gamers can only hope.
Yeah, seriously.
I got Bloodborne. That's sick and sweet. Love it.
I played some Bloodborne right here, right before we started this, and I died a lot. Like 3 times, at least in the course of like 10 minutes,
yeah. Whatever.
But, you know, it was my first time, so, you know, I can be forgiven for that.
Yeah, you know, I died, eventually. I died a couple of times. One time I died, I got a new set of armor, and I was like, oh, my defense is all, like 2 times stronger. So I'm just gonna pick on this mob of enemies. Like, a mob that I've killed, like, 1,000 times before in my old armor. But,
And you couldn't do it with your new armor.
Yeah, like, they started, like, they have, like, a torch, and they hit you, the torch does all kinds of damage, but they usually don't do it that much unless you, like, hit them a couple of times. But he just, like, started with the torch and, like, started smacking with it. I was, like, dead in seconds. Like, I kept getting, like, stun hit, you know?
I think the guy saw that you had new armor, dude, and he decided, like, no, hell no. I'm gonna keep hitting this guy with a torch, dude.
Like, I'm not getting close to this guy.
Have you seen the armor this guy has, dude? No. But, I don't know, it's a cool game. You guys really need to pick it up if you're into that whole,
yeah, whole style game. If you even, like, I just barely thinking about it, I'd say pick it up, because I've never played the Souls games, but I've liked them. I've watched Let's Plays of them on YouTube and stuff like that, because I like the way they set it up and the lore, and like it looks really good and stuff like that. But I decided to jump in with Bloodborne, because it looked really good.
And the play plays differently than the
Souls games.
The Souls games, it's a little faster paced. The combat doesn't seem as laggy, I guess. What's the word I'm looking for?
It's artificially slow.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. It's like that. It is like that.
Yeah.
But this game's definitely a lot more, a lot smoother when it comes to the battles. I don't know if that makes for an easier game. Probably not.
I mean, no. I mean, like, the bosses and stuff like that, where you literally have to be able to dodge and move around and stuff like that, because there's no shield. You can't, like, defend yourself.
Yeah, it's gonna be hard.
Like, yeah.
There's some pretty crazy bosses, too.
But it's just fun. I like it. Yeah.
I'll probably pick it up at some point.
You should? Yeah. And you should next... You got Final Fantasy Type-0 HD with the 15
there? Yeah, that just arrived, actually, today. And so...
So you're going to let me know how that is?
Yeah.
All right.
I watched... I tried not to watch any gameplay on Twitch. But, you know, here and there, I watched like a minute or two, but... kept away from it, because I want to play it myself. And I also want to play the demo, so I didn't... A lot of people were actually Twitching the demo, and I didn't want to watch that at all.
Really why people bought Type-0 HD for the 15 demo. Which is actually a shame, because I heard the reviews on Type-0 have been really good. So, it should be good.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
You check out that Batman Arkham... trailer?
No, I haven't seen it. For the new one, right?
Yeah, for the new one.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
It's ridiculous. It's a Grand Theft Auto, but you're Batman.
Sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, and like you get to jump in the car, and you get to shoot guns and stuff out of the car, and like blow up
trucks.
Kind
of guns. Not regular guns, not bullet guns.
You blow up a truck?
He has like a gun?
Apparently on the Batmobile, yeah.
Oh, the like little turrets or something on the car.
Yeah.
Not a handgun or anything like that.
No. Not a handgun. Which is actually kind of weird. He's like, I don't like guns. But on my car.
Your car has a gun. Your jet has a gun.
Yeah.
Your bike has a gun. Everything you own has a gun.
Except you, physically.
Yeah.
Your butler has a gun.
You know, I still haven't played the series. I played the Arkham Asylum a little bit. Never finished it. Like I do with a lot of games.
No, see, that's something for your Twitch
stream. Yeah, dude, I need to. I just. If your PlayStation lives. I have such a bad habit of doing that. Just starting games and not finishing them.
Yeah, me too. I think what it is we grew up kind of starved for games.
Yeah.
Yeah, we was like, oh, you get like one game a year, like maybe two or something like that. And we become adults and like, I'm buy all the games I want.
No, it is like that because you have to beg your parents to buy you a game back in the day. I don't know how parents are these days, but. It was different back when we were kids. Video games were cost just as much as they cost now. Back in the '80s.
Yeah, back when you made less money.
It's a lot of money back then, and parents were just like, yeah, that's a lot of money. So yeah, they were like $60.
$60
for a cartridge, an NES cartridge, dude, brand new one.
I remember like some games being like $80 and wasn't even a special edition. Just the game was like $80.
Yeah, dude, they were insanely expensive.
Yeah.
But I'm glad I got some of them games.
Yeah, me too.
Dude. Some Ninja Turtle 2.
Dude, Snatcher on the Sega CD.
Some Zeldas.
You never played Snatcher. It was a Hideo Kojima game, dude.
I never played that game. On which system?
Sega CD.
Oh, I didn't have a Sega, so yeah, I don't know about that.
Me and the movie Blade Runner?
Yeah.
Now imagine you're playing Blade Runner as a detective.
Don't they have a Blade Runner video game?
No, but like this is like a detective thing. So it's like you're trying to, you get clues and you have to go visit the people and talk to the people.
Is it point and click?
Kind of. It's like menu driven.
Okay.
And it has like, supposedly you're supposed to use a light gun with it, but you can use a controller for like the actual action sequence. No. We did it through the controller. But it was like gruesome, dude. Like the first, like in the first like 5 minutes, you like find the decapitated like body and stuff
nice,
like that.
Nice, yeah.
The game was like crazy. It's like yeah. Set in the future, like they had like robots and stuff like that.
What?
Yeah, you know the little, you know, Metal Gear Solid 4, the little MK robot that helps you, that goes around with you and stuff like that. Then you can control him and do a little like electric whip.
For M4.
Guns of the Patriots. Yeah.
No, I didn't play that one.
Oh, well, that little robot guy, if you listeners are aware of what I'm talking about, he's your companion in Snatcher. And I think that, not
100%. Wait, is it the same guy? The same little robot?
I mean, it's not like talking, oh, I remember when I was in Snatcher and blah, blah, blah. No, but it's like the same little robot, like model and everything like that. It's like the MK2 like it is in Snatcher.
Oh, that's hella cool, dude.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's the robot's first appearance, but I think, as far as I know, it first appeared in Snatcher. And then they brought it into Metal Gear Solid 4, yeah.
Cameo.
Yeah. It was really cool. And it was like, it was a pretty big part of the game, too.
Well, that's it for me, man.
That's it for this week. Remember, you can send us your questions, uncoregamers@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter, @uncoregamers.
You can watch me at twitch.tv/blackholeflare. I stream pretty often now. About at least 3 times a week, I would say. So yeah, just go ahead and watch me, give me a follow, send some love.
Yeah, and you know, I think game days has been dormant, but I think I want to try to work something out. I'm thinking, you know, having you involved would be pretty good.
Uh oh, sounds like trouble.
So keep your eyes peeled. That's YouTube Game Days DAZE. Look for the good word. Until next time.
Later.